Pope proudly announced to his wife, "After 30 years of marriage, my dear, I have finally discovered the secret to a happy marriage." His wife looked amazed and asked, "Really? What is it?" The husband replied, "Apparently, I was supposed to listen before answering." That is a useful lesson for marriage, and perhaps also for today's gospel. Sometimes we rush to fix things before we have listened carefully to what Jesus is actually saying. Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever planted something in your garden? Yes. What happens if weeds appear? Pull them out. Exactly. That seems unsensible. But in today's gospel, Jesus surprised everyone. The servants asked, "Shall we pull out the weeds?" And what did the master say? "No, no." Why? Because pulling out the weeds too early could damage the... That was very real advice in the first century Palestine. The weed Jesus refers to is almost certainly garden, sometimes called Paul's weed. Early in its growth, it looks remarkably like genuine weed. Even experienced farmers found it difficult to distinguish between them until harvest time. Its roots intertwine with the wheat, meaning that removing one often destroyed the other. And so Jesus uses something every Galilean farmer understood to teach an eternal. Now, another question. Does God know who belongs to Him? Yes, absolutely. Then why doesn't God remove evil immediately? Why doesn't God remove evil immediately? You know why? Because God's patience is an expression of His mercy. As the Apostle Peter reminds us, the Lord is patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. This leads us to a wonderful Christian quote from Elizabeth Elliot. Faith is trusting that God is at work in the field even when we cannot yet see the harvest. Faith is trusting that God is at work in the field even when we cannot yet see the harvest. The servants could see the weeds immediately, but the master could also see the future harvest. In the same way, we may see confusion, hardship, and brokenness around us, yet God is still at work. Still at work, patiently bringing His good purpose to maturity. Isn't this true? Most of us don't grow spiritually when life is easy. We grow through trials. We grow through disappointments in life. We grow through those waiting periods. We go through trusting God when answers don't come quickly. And this brings us to a remarkable story. And this is the time that I will be reading this slide. Many of you have heard of Nate. How do you pronounce his last name? The Australian Christian evangelist born in Melbourne in 1982, without arms, without legs. As a young boy, he struggled with loneliness and despair. He wondered why God had made him different. And yet, through faith in Jesus Christ, Nick discovered what seemed like a limitation became God's opportunity. Right? So he became the author of the well-known book, Life Without Limits. And he founded the nonprofit organization, Life Without Limits. And then he wrote another third book. Right? Today, Nick has traveled to dozens of countries, and maybe now more than dozens of countries, sharing the gospel with millions, encouraging people facing disability, facing hopelessness and depression. The world saw someone in Nick who lacked much, but God saw in Nick a field ready for an next harvest. So what looked like weakness became extraordinary strength through Christ. Friends, that is exactly what Jesus teaches. God sees what we cannot yet see. Now let's think about our own world. Every day, we hear news of continuing conflicts in Ukraine and the Middle East, humanitarian suffering in many regions, and communities recovering from floods and bushfires, economic uncertainty affecting even Australian families, and growing anxiety about the future. The question is, can all that make us wonder whether evil is winning? Can all that make us wonder whether evil is winning? Yes. And yet, today's gospel answers will affirm no. No. Our God has not abandoned his field. Christ is still Lord. The harvest is still coming. Justice has not been canceled. It has simply been scheduled according to God's perfect timing. This gives us Christians enormous hope. Now, another question. What should faithful Christians like us Anglicans do while we wait? What should we do while we wait? Should we become fearful? No. Should we become bitter? No. Should we stop serving and giving? No. Instead, let us keep growing. Let us keep worshiping faithfully. Let us keep praying faithfully. Let's keep forgiving generously. Let us keep welcoming strangers. Let's keep caring for the lonely. Let's keep encouraging the discouraged, the downhearted. Let's keep sharing Christ. As Anglicans, every Sunday we pray, we confess, we hear God's word, we receive His grace, and are sent into the world. That quietly grows His width. I repeat, week after week, every time we come to church, God quietly grows His width. Not always dramatically, often slowly, always unnoticed, but faithful. And so, my dear friends, if perhaps someone here today feels surrounded by weeds, maybe in your family, maybe at work, maybe in school, maybe in your health, maybe in your own heart. Now, hear the good news. Listen to the good news.
Jesus does not tell us to despair because weeds exist. Jesus tells us to remain faithful because He is the Lord of the harvest. One day, every injustice in this world will be put right. Every tear will, remember, every tear will be wiped away. Every faithful servant will shine. As Jesus says, then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. In the last sentence of today's gospel. What a glorious promise. So this week, my dear friends, when we leave this place, when you go out of that door, let us be determined not to spend our lives counting the weeds. Instead, let us become better with people who love more, forgive more, serve more, pray more, hope more, because our Savior has already won the victory. And that victory is growing one faithful life at a time. And finally, a little humor to send you all home smiling. After the service, the vicar asked a young boy, what did you learn from today's sermon about the wheat and the weeds? The boy thought for a moment and said, I learned that God is very patient with weeds. The vicar smiled and asked, and what else? The boy replied, and apparently, He is still being patient with some people in this church too. May we all live encouraged that God is patient, God is gracious, God is still growing good fruit in each of us until the day of His glorious harvest. Amen?
Amen.